Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ravens were on the field today for OTAs. They'll be back Thursday and Friday and then 4 days next week. Now these are all open to the media. Thank you, Harbs. And joining us now, a man who was there covering it for us here at 105.7 The Fan. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It is our own Cordell Woodland. And Cordell, thank you as always for joining us. So anything stand out other than who wasn't there? And again, it's optional, so nobody has to be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly it for the most part. Who's there and who's not. And like you said, it's June, the start of June now. I'm not really losing sleep off some of the big names that weren't there, like Lamar, like Kyle Hamilton. Not really worried about that. But it is a difference when Lamar's not there. Practice looks totally different. And one of the questions that I had, at least coming into this year, you know, the backup quarterback situation, they bring in Cooper Rush, and I think that's an upgrade from what they've had here recently. So I was curious to see what it looked like with him throwing the ball a little bit. And look, it's June 3rd today, so I'm not casting any judgments, but it wasn't as sharp as I thought that maybe it would be today with some of the passes. And, you know, it's very light. Nobody's going totally 100% of a lot of the times, but that was one thing that I tried to take out of today is, okay, let's see what this does look like when Lamar's not out there. And as usual, it wasn't great.
For the past 20 odd years, this team had been perfectly fine to abide by the bare minimum of access and, you know, what had to be open in the off season. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of last week, it changed. Have you pondered at all why that is? Who's behind it? Is this a Steve Bisciotti thing? Is this a Sashi Brown thing?
Harbs.
Is if it's Harbs, why would Harbs all of a sudden now want the media there 3 days a week? Do you have any theories about this?
I mean, you know, I think this time of year, like you said, it's voluntary. So I think that Harbs has probably got us out there, you know, just to
take attendance. See who's volunteering?
To see who's there, who's not, you know. And, you know, obviously Lamar is always going to be the first name that's mentioned as to who's there and who's not. I don't know. Maybe that's something that Harbs, I'm sure he doesn't like. And he said it in the past. He would love to have perfect attendance. I don't know, you know, how upset he truly is that Lamar isn't there. But I'm sure he'd like him to be there. Me personally, and who cares what I think? I know Harbs
I
doesn't,
do.
But like I said, I appreciate that. I don't think it's that important for a guy like him to be there. Certain people need to be there, and a lot of those guys I think are. And there are a few other guys like Bateman and some other people. We haven't seen Awuzie yet, so we'll see what's going on with that situation. But you know, a guy like Lamar, we know what we're getting with number 8 when he's on the field. I think he understands his importance to his team, and the weight that he carried for them.
Lamar had a historic year last year. The Ravens offense had a historic year last year, Cordell. But looking at this offense, year three of Todd Monken, could it be better? Can it be better? What differences could we see in year three?
Well, I mean, better is like, I guess that's subjective, because they have been borderline pretty much the best offense in the Todd Monken era. So statistically, it's nothing more they can do. It's a boring answer, but it, with them, only one time of year really matters outside of something catastrophic happening and them fighting tooth and nail to get into the postseason, something like that. But January is what matters for them. So for them offensively, can they cut down on the turnovers and the meaningful games? Can they be at their best when they have to be at their best? We've seen them do it in week 12. We've seen them do it week 8. You know, when are we going to start to see them do it in week 20, week 21? That's kind of, I think, for them as an offense. They've shown the ability to hit down the field as well as short range in a passing game. They've gotten everybody involved. That's something that we've been asking for in the Lamar era for a while. That's actually happened over time, and with them adding talent. The run game is as good as it gets. The offensive line is more stable than it was coming into the year last year. So I think for them, it's just about being at your best when you have to be. But offensively, they have to cut down on the turnovers in the postseason.
Talking with Cordell Woodland, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's switch gears to the O's, Cordell. And they did sweep the White Sox, but it was far from pretty. They've won 6 of 8. How are you feeling about the O's as they start a series in Seattle tonight?
I mean, I've been joking with people like, you know, the O's are back. You know, 6 of 8, come off a sweep of who's worse, and they weren't the worst. And Colton Cowser's back in the lineup and stuff. Charlie Morton remembered how to pitch. And, I mean, things are slowly coming together.
Yeah,
but it was the White Sox, like you mentioned. And I don't think that all is right over there. I mean, you just watch a little bit of that series, especially Sunday's game. I mean, you see why the Orioles are in the predicament that they're in right now. And now they go out west. They take on a tough Seattle team right now. So I'm curious to see what they look like tonight. But you know, with, like I said, with Kyle's are coming back and Westberg on his way back, you know, Jackson Holliday and O'Hearn playing the way that they are, and Gunnar, you know, showing signs of himself, and the pitching is stabilizing. I mean, it's happening a little bit. But the question is, will it be able to come together quick enough for them to really make a run at this?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Adley Rutschman. We've got a poll up. We'll talk about it in the next segment. We've been getting different people's opinions on this. He seems to me to be fairly broken right now. And we can go back to last June 20th. And look, let's go back to the start of the 2024 season. 201 games. He's got a 690 OPS. Just 24 home runs in his last 201 games. Just a 314 on base in his last 201 games since the start of 2024. And the defense has slipped every year. Does he need to go to Norfolk and put himself back together?
I mean, is that the solution? I mean, I feel like this is a guy that has shown that he can play at the highest level at a certain points in his career. I'm just dumbfounded how he could be at where he was and end up where he is now for such a, you know, he's been at this point and really been free falling, like you said, going back to last year. I'm just in awe of that. I do feel like he still can be fixed. It's in there. We've seen it. I mean, it's in there. I don't know if Norfolk is going to be the thing that fixes it for him. I almost feel like, in a way, it'd be counterproductive because that's about as low as it gets for somebody that was on the pedestal that he was on. He was thought to be the face of this rebuild, and he was the guy that kickstarted it all. That with this season going the way that it is and it already looking like the Orioles taking a step back, Adley Rutschman going to Triple-A, I mean, that's a silencer, like the LeBron silencer, the deflator right there. Nobody's talking in the warehouse at that point. It's uncomfortable. So I don't know if they'll go to that point because I feel like that's a signal of the alarms are ringing, which they should be at this point.
Well, Cordell, what about another former high pick in Heston Kerstad? It's been rough seeing him out there defensively and him getting picked off at third after the triple. We know that this team's getting healthier and Colton Cowser got activated. Is Heston Kerstad on the clock? Do you see him going back down?
Yeah, I do. I just think it's a matter of time before that happens. As they're getting healthier, he's not doing himself any favors because the stars have kind of aligned for him in a weird way. As bad as the season has gone for the Orioles, for him it's worked out with the Kowser injury, and you know now Mullins on the IL and Carlson. It's like they needed outfielders, and so he has gotten opportunities. And at the start of the year, sure, it took some time, but out of necessity, they've had to play him a lot, and he just hasn't done a lot with those. You know, those opportunities and you know, that triple that kind of microcosm of how his year has gone. He hits the triple and almost probably should have gotten thrown out at third base anyway, but then ends up getting thrown out at third base. And it's just bad for Heston. The defensive plays, sometimes I find myself, I may be trying to make an excuse for him, like, man, that's a tougher play than, you know, I think he's getting credit for, but also the routes he takes make it a tougher play. So I do think he's a guy that is a prime AAA candidate for sure once it all starts, once all the bodies really get back out there.
Cordell, when are you and Beltway Ben back?
We're back Thursday, so another day for OTAs, Ravens OTAs. I'll be out there that day. We got the NBA Finals kicking off Thursday night, so that'll be good. Tibbs relieved of his duties. A lot of that going on these days. So yeah, I'm sure we'll have a lot of talk about Thursday night.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Morgan Atsett's going to join us at 5:30. We'll talk Ravens and O's with her then. But coming up next, it's time for Totally Radley. And this used to be a very positive segment, but we take a look at the two catchers in this series, and one of them is a bright face franchise catcher aircraft carrier, and the other's Adley Rutschman. What the heck's going on? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.